Hey GWA Backstage, this is Ruthie Wren, and I just figured I wanted to get in one more horror or Halloween themed questionnaire before the month's out. So I found Cardinal Sin's horror media questionnaire and it looked pretty fun, so I decided to go with it. So the first question, what is your favorite scary movie or series? Series, probably Nightmare on Elm Street. I love the concept of you have to sleep sometime, and that's where he gets you. It's in, since dreams are such a world that where so much can be created and changed easily, you know, I like it. It's almost limitless in that sense. So I've always enjoyed the concept and liked them. Plus, Freddy is just a very sassy, snarky, you know, villain. I mean, granted, he's a horrible, horrible guy, but just, you know, I don't know, everything about him, he's just righteously, you know, good villain. Are there particular horror scenarios that scare me the most? Probably in horror films, the things that scare me the most, things that have to do with like possession, paranormal ghost things. Not all of them, but I do believe in ghosts and possession and things like that. So for me, some of that stuff, depending on how they shot it and the context of the film, to me seems more scary because it's actually could happen, in my opinion, as opposed to like a vampire walking in, you know, so in that sense. And then other than that, probably child violence or rape. They don't particularly scare me, but I just don't really like them. They make me feel queasy. I guess that kind of scary. And nowadays with film, they just get so detailed visually. So that's, I guess that kind of bothers me a little bit sometimes. What kind of horror supernatural monster do you find the most scary? So it gives some suggestions. You know, maybe I would have to say, I would probably have to go with, you know, there was those, movies, the Mimic movies, where it was like a bug type of creature that was man-sized, but was able to mimic what men looked like. I think that's what scares me the most, is monsters that can take on the visage of normal people and things. I think that's actually what scares me the most. You know, or, you know, as far as like werewolves, vampires, they are scary because they're so much stronger, they're so much faster. Compared to human, they're pretty much invincible, except in a lot of movies, at least one person comes out on top. So, yeah, I would definitely have to say the monster you didn't know is the monster kind of scares me more than actual creatures. Is there something in horror movies that has never scared me? You know, I've never been scared about the gore factor. In fact, medicine and medical practices fascinate me, like surgery and skin grafting and things like that. So, you know, I've noticed that I have friends that if we're watching a scary movie and all of a sudden a guy gets a machete to the guts and blood sprays and guts fly out and spill out, some people will like cringe or scream or look away from the screen, and it's never bothered me. So I hope that answers your vices. Most underrated horror movie or series? You know, I'm gonna have to go with the Scream movies. Wes Craven is a genius, in my opinion. And I love how he, in the Scream movies, it was very much a slasher film, but it didn't take itself so seriously that, you know, it was very enjoyable. It's very, tongue-in-cheek. It's very, it breaks the wall, fourth wall. Well, it doesn't break the fourth wall. I mean, it does, but it doesn't. And I'm a real film junkie, so all the film references about films in it really just, they just tickle my funny bone. I just think they're underrated. So I really enjoy them. Do you like comedy in your horror, and explain why? I like comedy in my horror. Why? Because I've never been super scared of scary movies. And it helps to break up just the high intense feeling in a good way. Because if you have high intensity adrenaline because you're scared, and then the next moment you have high adrenaline or enjoyment because you're laughing your head off, I think those are really good things. They go hand in hand, and it just makes it more enjoyable. That being said, I know there is the horror-comedy stuff where they're supposed to play like they're thrillers or horror films, but they're really comedy movies. I actually enjoy those a lot. Like Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Genius film. I loved it. I would watch it 100 times over. It's, you know, it's really good. I know that's not exactly what the question wanted, but that's what you got. Do you play scary horror games? If so, what is the scariest game you've ever played? I don't really. I do play games sometimes, but I don't know why they get so intense. Like, the last game that, the scariest game I think that I've ever played it was years ago. It was the Aliens versus Predators game. And when you're playing as the alien and predator, not so scary. When you're playing as the marine, having to walk down those damn hallways, and the little beep sensor goes off, and it gets faster, just like in the Aliens movies, which, by the way, the Aliens movies is one of my favorites. It just, like, gets my heart pumping, and I'm like, and they're so hard to see. So, I mean, you know, I like watching the movies because whether I get scared or not, the action goes forward. You know, but now, after a few years ago, after that game and, like, Dead Space, it's like this point and click or this horror-based RPGs, they just get so intense. And, you know, they're a little freaky. It immerses you more, so, than a movie, so. I don't usually play them. Do you like horror-themed television shows? I do. I like it. I think horror is one of my top genres. Just because it's interesting. Even documentaries on serial killers, shows like that. I really like the Bates Motel, or Bates Hotel, whichever word it is. I just like that feeling of dread or, you know, the dark humor you can have. Like Dexter. Didn't particularly like how that show ended, but the whole time there was like this dark humor and grittiness to it. I think that's what I really like. Do I like to read horror, supernatural fiction? If so, what are my favorite books and stories? I love to read it. Stephen King, love him. Gritty characters, again, that's what I love most about him. And usually anytime a movie's made of his, I want to watch it because I want to see how they visually, you know, made the movie, the book look. Favorite book series, probably supernatural favorite book series is the Mercy Thompson series. I really enjoyed that series. I just, so great. So those are the ones I can think of. Do you enjoy horror-themed audios and ones that are predicated on fear play? I do sometimes. I think they're fun. I mean, because it's October. Fear play, I don't mind fear play. I think when it gets into like the blood play and the knife, or, you know, like real, like talking about weapons and stuff like that, that gets a little bit much for me. But otherwise, I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I enjoy it. Do you find experiencing horror movies, games, literature, audios cathartic? Yeah, I think it gives me a chance to feel that intenseness, that adrenaline, you know, the fear, you know, because most days, I think most of us just go through mundane days or routines, and to remove yourself from that and put yourself in a intense situation where there's life or death on the line, sometimes it, you know, it definitely gets your blood pumping and such. And finally, have I ever used horror media specifically as the prelude to a great sexual act, either by yourself or with a partner? No, I've never used, so I don't know if this is going to count, but, basically, you know, the old fallback that, you know, oh, when women are scared, they get very horny. We tested this theory, me and a former partner, and we went to a huge haunted house. We're talking like a haunted house that takes about 2 hours to go through. And, it was really cool. It was done during Valentine's Day, and I'm not a roses and candles kind of girl. So he said, let's go there. And the running joke was like, oh, if you really like it, then we're going to have a lot of fun afterwards. Well, we went through, and I can tell you the whole time I was there, I was not concerned about sex because I was getting my pants scared off. By these guys were just pros. You know, the themes, the rooms, it was one huge scare fest, and I don't scare easily at haunted houses. And when all was said and done, though, everything was pumping. So, I mean, we barely made it through the car ride home. So I guess, yes, in that sense, I've used horror media to prelude to a great sexual act. But as far as like audios and stuff, I have not had that experience yet. So, well, I hope you enjoyed my answers. Keep recording, guys, and having lots of fun.